Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Skim. I'm Scott.
And I'm Kim.
And we're back after a horrible week where Kim...
Why? Horrible week?
You went out of town. And we ate poorly.
Well, I went out of town, so it's a horrible week.
I had a hot dog on...
Oh, honey.
Let's see. When did you leave? Thursday?
I left early Thursday morning.
Early Thursday morning. I had a hot dog that day on white bread. No buns.
Oh, goodness.
I had a beef hot dog. Those are okay, though. They're better than just the
crappy... I left him better food than that.
You said you were going to leave me a batch of the stew, and you took it all.
I did have to take the stew, but I told you I'd make you some more this week.
Oh, yeah, that's true. So I'll still get some of your awesome stew. But anyway, she leaves. I have a hot dog that day. Guess what I had Friday?
A hot dog.
Another hot dog.
There were enchiladas in the fridge.
Oh, I had some of that, too.
Okay.
Good. And then I also had, you got these good ramen bowls that I had. But the point is, you were gone, and all of us are lame when you leave.
I was only gone for 3 days.
It was
no big deal.
It was a long three days. No, but it is good to have you back. We talked about it last week, about you preparing for it and everything.
Yep.
Did it all go fine?
It all went great. I always worry.
Yeah.
But it went great.
Why do you always worry? You always
get it. I don't
know.
I always worry there's not enough food and there's always leftovers. So
you specifically said to me before you left, I don't think I have enough watermelons.
Yeah.
And I said, oh no, what are you going to do? She says, oh, I'll get another one. So she went and got another watermelon just to make sure we
actually
had enough
watermelon. I didn't end up getting more.
Oh, you didn't?
I just had the four.
Oh, and you
it
still
was
had
for
one left over.
Over 200 people. And I still had one left over.
Yeah. So here's the funny part about that. Yesterday, we cracked that watermelon open thinking we'll just have some watermelon. And it had
traveled
something's
up
weird.
A canyon and traveled back down a canyon and sat there in the heat of camping.
I think it sat
and
in
I think
that,
it went weird.
It sat
it's
in your
kind
pot
of like
and like
hard
baked.
In the middle.
Yeah. It's like hard in the middle. It's sweet and tastes like watermelon.
It's just weird.
But it's chewy, kind of like the watermelon stuff is all
got rolled around too.
It's really
times.
Weird, really odd. So I don't feel so bad about not eating that. But anyway, you're home.
Yes, I'm home.
Things are normal.
I've returned things. I've cleaned all the stuff. It's been a long morning.
So while I was doing the morning show, did you take you cleaned out?
Yeah,
and
I
took
cleaned out
coolers
five
back?
Coolers and a water cooler, and I returned some of the coolers I borrowed. We don't have that many coolers.
No,
ourselves
because
we
don't
were
camp
really, nice
really.
Yeah, we don't.
We're not campers.
We don't need them that often. So we borrowed some from my sister and from a friend, and now it's
who's the
they've
friend?
All returned. Chelsea.
Oh, Chelsea.
Hi, Chelsea.
Hey, they listen to the show. I think her and Josh do.
Yeah.
He says I told him my rap name is Low T. He asked about it because he said welcome to the club because he's Mr. Testosterone Booster now.
Yeah.
And tomorrow Kim gives me another butt shot, so pretty excited.
Is everyone looking forward to that as much
know.
As Scott is?
Am I going to stream it or not? I feel like I might.
I don't know. Last time you screamed like a girl and then went, oh, is that it? So I don't know.
It was
if you
pretty
should.
Minor.
I don't think you're as worried about it this time. Let's hope.
Let's put it this way. Yes, I'm less worried about it than I was last
okay,
time.
Okay, good.
Because it was nothing. It didn't hurt.
It's not that big.
But what if you just did a good job and this time you mess up and hit a nerve or something?
I don't think you have a lot of nerves in your butt, but I'm not sure about that.
All right.
That's why I usually do it there.
Just stay away from the exit.
Drama queen. I like that.
Who called me a drama queen? J.C. Calhoun. Look, nobody likes shots. Even our doctor, he was like all hesitant about the shots. I'm like, why? And then he explains, well,
he's
I just
like,
hate shots.
I really don't like shots either. And I'm like, wow, you're a doctor. That's kind of cool, though.
Yeah. I'm guessing doctors hate the same kind of stuff we hate, you know?
Same phobias.
Yep. Oop, got a text. Hold on. Okay. We're good.
Good.
Hey, so let's get going here. It is good to have you home, so thanks for being home, honey. And don't ever leave ever again. That's not
sorry,
true.
Sorry, I got more trips coming
we
up.
Do have more stuff
well,
coming
well, we're
up.
Going together, so that's fun.
Well, when's okay, so this week we go.
Just for a couple
for
days
a birthday
for your birthday.
Thing,
and out
then
and out.
You go with your sister in August.
Not till August, yeah.
We have a family reunion in August.
Mm-hmm, but
I have a
here.
Wedding to perform in August.
You have a lot going on.
There's a lot going on.
There's always
August.
A lot going on, though. There's never a month where we go, wow, nothing ever happened this month.
I wish there was less going on.
But that's okay, too.
That's, we had
nothing
a day
more
like
boring
that.
Than boring.
But we had a day yesterday that was great that way, and we ended up binging almost the entirety of Good Omens.
Yes.
And we have
very
one episode
funny.
Left, which we'll watch tonight with Carter when she gets home. And it's really good. But didn't you feel like, bless you.
Sorry.
Oh, that's a cute sneeze. You want to hear mine?
I think I have allergies from camping. Still.
I have less
no.
cute of a sneeze.
Anyway, keep going.
I forgot what I was going to say. What was I going to say?
We were talking about Good Omens.
Oh. It felt like Torchwood or something, didn't it?
It did feel a little bit like that. It was a lot of fun. I really liked it.
I already liked Torchwood, but it has a certain feel to it, almost like a, I don't know, it's hard to explain. It's a very British television thing vibe I was getting from it. But it's good. I like it a lot, and I'm excited to see the end. Because apparently the ending is quite epic.
One episode left.
Yeah, that's all we have left. We did all, was it
with
six
Carter,
total?
We did six total. We did five yesterday.
Yeah.
And that was a lot of fun.
It got late, and we're like, all right, if I don't sleep, I'm going to be pissed.
So you're going to be able to be on a show this morning.
JC Calhoun says, Good Omens has too much Queen music in it.
There is no too much Queen music.
Yeah, I disagree. There's never enough Queen music. If you like Queen, you'll like it. All right. Let's do an email. Want to do an email?
Yeah.
It's part of the show where we do emails.
We always like to get them because it's just really fun to hear from everybody.
Yeah. So keep sending them, you lazy sacks.
We try to help where we can and answer what we can. But
are we trying
really
to actually help people? Are we trying to do that?
It's fun to hear from people.
I don't know. We need to declare our helping status if we're really going to help somebody.
We'll do what we can.
All right. Here you go. What's this? The rest of the wing. Oh, sorry. West Wing's also on Netflix. It's a fantastic show.
Oh, that's another good one.
I've watched it six times over. I have loved that show.
When do you have time to do that?
The first couple of times I was very focused on it. The last four times it's just sort of on in the background, you know, just to kind of have something to hear. This email says, this is from A, okay? That's all they're going to go by is A. Hey, Scott and Kim, I love listening to the two of you talk about life since it's also something very different from my own. I just listened to the show with the email from Wayne in Colorado.
No, Orlando.
Why did I record Colorado?
I don't know.
What does that say about me? Low T? Anyway, I grew up in the church with the notion that life doesn't begin until you get married. It never set well with me, and it took me into my late 20s to realize that life is what's happening now.
I like the way that
that's
was
true,
put.
Right?
It's true.
I never dated much, but after listening to the Stuff You Should Know podcast a few years ago, I realized that I'm asexual, which means you don't really care either way, right? You're just not into it.
Right.
You're not really looking to hook up with either joint.
I don't know if we can help anybody.
Probably not.
Scott.
It says, I never wanted kids, prefer to be the honorary aunt, and relationships became even more complicated, so I just don't. I love to travel, live by myself. I have a varied social group. I sometimes feel lonely, but right now I feel like I'm living my best life. I'm turning 45 this year, and my adventure in Ireland in the fall to, or sorry, and she's adventuring to Ireland in the fall to celebrate the fact that I lived to see a birthday my mom did not own.
Oh, wow.
All that to say, Wayne, welcome to the dark side. We have cookies.
I love the fact that she's the fun aunt, the honorary aunt.
You have one of those.
I did.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she actually got married. She did get married
recently.
When she was in her 60s.
Yeah. She waited all the way to her 60s. But for the longest time, she was like that aunt. She took you to Hawaii for your graduation.
Yep.
She would do all these cool things for the different nieces and nephews when they would hit big milestones and stuff. And it's kind of a cool role. Like, I don't know. I never had that, I don't think. I never really had a uncle or aunt that really like took a bunch of time out for me.
It's cool though.
I try to do that with my nephews and stuff.
I like that. My favorite part is this. I now feel like I'm living my best life, and that is awesome. And that you're going to Ireland in the fall, I'm totally jealous.
Yeah, Ireland's cool, man. That's where we are going there one day.
That would be
Ireland,
fantastic.
Scotland, all that northern stuff.
Mm-hmm.
The ones that are always pissed at Britain, we're going there.
Those ones.
Are they getting along now? They're all getting along now. Zoe's in here, isn't she? Oh, she had a meeting. She's not here. Zoe could answer that. I think the Irish and the British, or it's Irish, Scottish, and British are all just fine now, I think.
I think they're okay with each other. But I am excited for you, A, so good luck with that. That's super fun, and I think you're having a great time.
JC Calhoun's real funny. He says, is Ireland in Las Vegas? He thinks I only go to Vegas. That's what he's saying.
Scott doesn't even like Vegas as much as I do.
Yeah, Kim likes Vegas more than I do.
I like the food, though. I like finding new food.
I like the food. I like a pool. I don't like just smashing people into a tiny space. That's all. It's just not interesting to me. You were talking yesterday about how some people have FOMO, fear of missing out. And then you mentioned the opposite, which I totally have.
Which
what was it called?
JOMO.
JOMO.
What? The joy of missing out.
The joy of missing out.
That's Scott's favorite thing. Sweet. We don't have to go?
Yeah, awesome. I'd love it, dude. Something got canceled? Ah, kick ass. Like, I just am not not as interested in big, crowdy things. And I never feel like I'm going to miss out. I just feel like, oh, either I want to go or I don't.
I get a tiny bit of it, of the fear of missing out whenever we are somewhere and we should be at that next thing. But Scott's like, eh, I will miss it. It's
like,
fine.
What are we talking about?
Like, some of the parties at BlizzCon, sometimes I'm like, ooh, we should go to that.
Oh, those are nightmares,
you're
though.
You're like, ugh, what a nightmare.
I already know everybody I need to know.
I do enjoy them. And you
I already know those people. And in those parties, they just get loud. We're not drinking. We're just crammed into tiny spaces. I'm just not a party guy. That's all true.
So I get that.
So it's like double negative FOMO. There you go, Luke Sidewalker.
Double negative FOMO.
Calhoun says, Vegas and wherever BlizzCon is. It's in Anaheim. Just Google it. Anyway.
Those are the two trips we take generally.
Those are the ones we make sure we do.
That's the ones that get, like, everyone knows we're going there.
Yeah, but...
But then all of our other little trips...
We went to Mexico a couple years ago. We went to...
It was like 3.5 years ago. Isn't that weird?
Isn't that how long it's been?
It's flown by.
Is that how long it's been since Mad Max Fury Road took the world by storm? Has it been that long? And it's still the greatest action movie ever made?
And it's still Scott's favorite. 3.5 years.
Just thinking about it right now. Anyway, thanks for the email, A. We got another one here from Jeff's phone. This is Jeff Sire.
Yes, I know Jeff.
Yes.
He's awesome.
A Canadian.
Great friend of ours.
Tad Pooler Forever came to Nerdtacular 2008 and was pretty much a fixture from then
on. At one point, when he was riding across the United States on his motorcycle, stayed over. Mm-hmm. It was super fun. I made jambalaya for him.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
And he stayed with us for a few days.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. That was before we moved.
Yeah,
anyway,
last house.
He's great. We love Jeff. And he's a badass. He's like a huge, muscular, monstrous-looking Canadian man.
He gets on his motorcycle.
Who's on a huge hog. Yeah, like a big motorcycle hog with the big arm thing up here.
No,
but
it's...
But he doesn't... Maybe not. Maybe not that part.
No, it's a BMW bike, actually.
But he'll tour all around the country and up north and all that.
He and Pierre go together.
Yeah, him and Pierre hanging out. Mm-hmm. And he is intimidating, to say the least, when you see him.
Yes.
Turns out... Nicest guy I may have ever known.
Yeah. And Jen, his wife, is super cool too.
Super sweet. Across the board. Just the nicest people.
Really cute kids.
But he likes to send in emails once in a while.
And they're all adults now.
That's true. He likes to chew me out for stuff sometimes.
Oh, good.
Today's a little like that.
Oh.
This is from, he's from Ontario. He wrote in and says, hey, Scott and Kim. Scott, you're a great guy. And whenever you start like that, you know, you're in trouble. But. I have no idea how Kim does not haul off and punch you sometimes. If I had the atrocious basic math skills that you have, and I were to repeatedly question my wife on her spending habits on an issue where sixth grade math would tell you she's getting a good deal, well, let's just say I'd be lucky if I got slapped. More likely, I'd be talking squeaky and walking pigeon-toed. Because, you know, getting kicked in the nuts.
I get it.
See? I know math isn't everyone's strong suit, and it's not yours. Zip it. Don't interrupt Kim. If you still don't get it, ask her to explain it to you again. 3 times 9 is more than 20. Jeff Sire, Ontario, Canada. Well, thanks.
Thank you, Jeff. Yeah, you took my side.
Look what Jeannie says. That's what I say.
Yes, that is. Every time. And maybe I should punch you every once in a while.
I'm going to IKEA with my sister. Don't go crazy.
It makes me so mad. Thank you, Jeff. Yeah, thank you, Jeff, for telling him what's what.
It's PTSD from when my dad lost all that money.
But I'm not going to do that at IKEA.
I know. I know you're not, but that's what PTSD is. It's not logical.
You know, while I'm here.
PTSD is not logical. I was 15 years old. My dad's entire business world crashed around him, lost the house, the boat, everything,
been very
cars.
Careful with money. That's a nice way to put it.
I am very careful. I'm cheap.
Wow, you're going to say it right there.
Well, I mean...
That's fine.
There was a miserable time, and I watched my dad just sink into despair for a while there. I don't want to do that.
Yeah, I get that.
And I don't want my kids are all gotten older now, so I guess I've dodged that bullet. They're old enough where it's not the same as if they're 15 or 12 or something.
See?
But
Ace Tiger says, I think if we had to worry about anyone, Scott, it's you and video games, not Kim and IKEA.
I get a good deal. I get lots of codes. It's fine. I'm not that crazy with games, am I?
That's true.
You don't get some big monthly bill going, oh my gosh, we spent $400 on video games. It doesn't work that way. I'm pretty frugal it comes to it.
I just think it's funny he's giving you a hard time.
Do you see this thing here?
Yeah.
That lets us switch between faces and stuff. This thing was $169.
Okay.
So 179. They just started their freaking Amazon Prime Days today.
That's right.
That's down to half.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to have to shop on Prime Day.
Oh, man. Well, let me just say, don't go crazy. Just kidding. Ow. All right, so thanks, Jeff. I appreciate it. Always keeping me honest. All right, what did we get? Oh, a voicemail. Let's play this. This is about strippers, okay?
All right.
Because we talked about it last time.
Okay.
Here you go.
This is Ryan from Michigan. I just want to request that in the future, when you're talking about strippers, like you did in the last episode, that you don't name them Darlene, because that's my mom's name, and that's a visual that I don't need.
Okay, here we go. Ryan, I apologize. Darlene, your mother?
He just pulled the name out of the air. Sorry.
It just sounded like a stripper name. Darlene.
Really?
Yeah. Darlene.
Usually it's like sugar or...
Well, it's like... what is
candy.
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 But if you're in the low end part of town...
Candy. Oh, Luke Sightwalker read my mind.
What if
candy.
You're in a bad part of town?
Mercedes.
You're in a bad part of town and you go with something like... I don't know. They're cheap. It's like Janice. They just go by their names in the bad part of town, right?
Okay. I don't know.
It's not all
don't
like...
they usually make up their names, though? Aren't they usually made up names? I'm going to assume this.
I don't go to strip clubs. I don't know. Do you remember that one downtown that was in the
stage names haven't been Darlene since the mid-70s.
I mean, I just go off the stereotypes that are in my head.
That's pretty great. Thanks, Sidian.
But when we were first married, there was a place downtown or midtown called... Oh, what was it called? It had the upside down triangle logo. It was right where I used to work, Cable Inc. before they moved, down in Midtown Salt Lake. Oh, I cannot remember. Southern Exposure.
All right.
Right?
I don't know.
Yeah, Southern Exposure.
There was a place called Southern Exposure.
And
in
they
Salt
had
Lake.
The best, I've talked about this on TMS, but they had the best chicken salad sandwich. How do I know this?
Is that what we're calling it?
Yeah, it was really
best chicken salad sandwich.
Not a euphemism or something. It's an actual sandwich. And I know this because somebody who I worked with brought takeout.
It back
yeah.
For you?
Did takeout
they
at
went
the strip
there for
club.
Lunch?
They went there for the strip club part of it, okay. put dollar bills in people's G-strings, and then came home.
Yeah, I don't know if you should have eaten that chicken salad sandwich.
It was really good. I assume naked people didn't make it, right?
I assume the same.
Ooh, I hope so. I didn't think of that. Some naked
That's
person.
That's funny.
Yeah.
It's kind of like bar food. Bar food's the best food.
Dude, I love bar food. Pub food? Mm. Mm-hmm. You're making me hungry now.
Okay,
and
I'm
I have
sorry.
A full day with no
I
lunchtime.
I will make sure you have lunch.
I have a show
I will
in
bring
like
you some lunch.
An hour.
Okay.
Thank you. Can I have... I want a giant sandwich from Potbelly's.
Okay.
Is that bad?
No.
Okay.
That's right.
I love that place. It's so good. Anyway, thanks for the voicemail. All right, we're moving right along today because things are busy.
Will you remember to eat the right way?
All right, we'd like to give a little tips and hints. Kim is almost said tits and hips. we'd like to give tits and hips.
Tips and...
Or tits and hips. Wait, yeah.
Wow.
Anyway, low
we're
tea.
I'm going to give you a tip
low
for
tea.
What I'm making this week, because this week we're going out of town for one night, and we do have access to a kitchen, so I'm going to make some of the food, and I'm going to make this... I've made it before, where you take roast beef.
This is for my birthday, right?
Well, mm-hmm. That will shred up really well. Be quiet. While I'm in the middle of... Jeff says, do not interrupt me anymore.
Oh, I thought it was just with math questions or math knowledge. All right, that's fine.
Is it a math question?
No.
Okay. Take some beef, shred it up really well. Beef in a crock pot all day, then shred it up really well. But it's cooked in the juices and the pieces of...
bone.
No.
Oh, I interrupted again.
No. Not Why bone? Would I get in the bone?
Well, no, the
well,
bone...
I mean, you can. I usually do it like a rump roast.
Oh,
so it'll shred
okay.
up really well. So it yeah. doesn't have any bones,
no bones.
But it's with the pepper, peppercini peppers.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it makes
Ooh,
it kind of spicy.
Yeah, yeah.
But the best part is then putting it on those really good crunchy on the outside, but then soft in the middle rolls, mm-hmm. like the sandwich rolls with a little bit of cheese that melts on top.
Are they like the Texas Roadhouse rolls? Because those are...
No, they're no. more like a hoagie.
Oh, okay.
Like a
hero, as some would say.
Like a hero. Mm. But then when you put it in there, you have all this juice that's spicy, and you dip it in there like an au jus sauce.
Oh, my gosh, dude.
I know you hate that word, too.
No, it's
au
fine.
Au jus.
It's just the French. They drive me crazy. So wait, this is going to happen on Wednesday night?
This weekend.
Oh, this weekend.
Probably
okay.
Friday night.
Oh, right, maybe Saturday. I'm not thinking.
Yeah. I don't know.
We'll do it this weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah, so my birthday's Wednesday, and we're getting out of town for it. And I'm excited because no big party, just me and my kids and my wife, all the people I care about, except the dogs,
all the kids and the grandbaby.
Oh, the dog has to be somewhere.
I've already got that covered.
Who's doing it?
Anna.
Oh, are you paying her?
Mm-hmm.
How much?
I don't know.
Don't go crazy.
Oh, my gosh. That's when it comes out of the mouth. Where are you going to pay her? It's only 3 days.
I'm kidding. It's a joke.
Can I roll my eyes bigger?
From earlier, it's a throwback, see?
I gotcha.
But
so yeah, I'm going to make these. I don't. They're like pepper steak.
Yeah, they sound great.
Like a pepper steak sandwich. That's what I'm making this weekend.
I'm into it.
Between that and a, what's the one when you do dip it? French dip.
Mm.
So it's somewhere between those two.
So here's my, you want to know my theory about why I prefer this birthday method, and I'm glad you guys are doing this for me, rather than a different way, or a big party or something. Because the party will leave me sad. Because the party itself will be rad.
Yeah.
Because you'll be seeing people. Oh, hey, how's it going? Oh, happy birthday, babe.
Haven't seen you in forever.
And
yeah.
All that stuff.
But then
at the end of it, when it ends, it'll be a little like Nurtacular. It'll end and I'll just
be like Christmas Day, where you open all your presents and everyone has a good time. And then when they leave at night, you're like, oh, it's over. We planned this for 2 months.
Now you're in January and you got
to. It's just cold.
Yeah, it's just cold and miserable. So that's how it's going to feel. This is a lot more like I'm surrounded by all the entities that matter the most to me.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys are good no matter what dumb thing I do. You're always going to be there. And so there's
a real...
You're
going to sit by a pool and chill and play card games and...
As it was once famously said by...
Go to the lake and all that stuff.
You know Sam Elliott?
Yeah. What did he say?
He said this once.
I don't know about you. But I take comfort in that.
Yep. I take comfort in that.
Wait,
what's this one?
Finally, there's a better way. Comfort Wife.
Oh. Comfort Wife.
Finally.
Anyway, it'll be great because the little boy will be there. He's a hoot right now.
He's a lot of fun.
He's so much freaking fun. He's getting fat and heavy. Like it's just a big
that sounds
thick.
Terrible.
Well, no, he's
dense. He's a toddler now. It's what it feels like.
It feels like he's a toddler that can't walk yet.
He's so cute.
So as soon as he starts walking, he hasn't crawled yet, but he's poised to do it all, and he's starting to make a lot of funny sounds. You can feel him getting he's like using his voice in ways he's not used to.
Mm-hmm.
He smiles a lot. He stares a lot. He doesn't really get upset very often. He's the perfect baby.
Yeah. He just gets upset because his teeth are trying to come in. They haven't yet.
They're just
pushing.
So they're just pushing.
And so every time he gets just wants to gnaw on something.
Taylor listens to the show. And so I want her to know something since she's listening. She is a really, really good mom.
Oh, absolutely.
Like top tier, best in class. She's killing
doing
it.
Doing it all right.
Yeah.
That's great.
She's doing it great. And she should know that the reason that I think he is so. Already so well adjusted at 22 weeks or whatever is because of her good mothering.
Yeah.
I think it makes a huge difference.
4 weeks?
24 now?
Something
30?
Like that.
I think he just did 20.
He's
it'll
five
be 24
and a half
this
months
week.
Old.
Yeah. Which is crazy.
We should do that to our kids as they get older, though. Be like, he's 562 weeks old.
Let's do days. Days are gnarly. Do you want to know how many days you've been alive?
How old's your baby?
Let's find out. Hold on.
Let's look and see.
I use
okay,
this before.
Okay, do 19.
Calculator. All right,
okay,
here you
there
go.
You go. By your birth date.
So I did this
recently.
So the
age calculator.
We're going to look this up. All right. Your date of birth. I'll say July 17th, 2000. Yeah, right. 1969. Oops.
19366. Wow.
Whoa. That's the future. And then today, or let's put the 17th. So right on my birthday.
Okay.
I will have been alive for
so
50 years.
So I get to say... Yeah. Like, how old's your husband? Oh, he's 600 months old.
Yeah, he's 600 months old this week. Let's see. 2,608 weeks.
And six days.
And 6 days. That seems like a low number, doesn't it?
2,608.
Yeah, here's where it gets hairy. 18,262 days.
Now, if I had to tell someone that, I think they would be like, excuse me? What?
1.57 billion seconds. 26,297
That makes you realize
seconds.
You can get a lot of stuff done in like a week or a month or mm-hmm. even in a year
mm-hmm.
when you think, you know, 365 days.
So now I'm going to do you.
Okay.
That sounds dirty. Let's go November 29th, right?
Yep.
Why didn't it come up? There it goes. 1972. And then you are, let's say just today. I said, whoops, today's the 15th. So calculate.
I'm only 559 months old.
Yeah, only 559. Look at that. Only 1.4 billion seconds. I'm
wow.
A bunch of seconds ahead of you. Can you imagine people have $1.4 billion? If I had a dollar per second, it would have taken me this long to get that much. And they have multi-billions.
And not spend any between then and now.
Because they're a-holes. Billionaires are jerks sometimes. Not always. Sometimes they're Bill Gates. A lot of times they're Jeffrey Epstein, which I will not get into. Hey, you know the old story. What's worse than a child predator?
I don't know.
A billionaire one. Right? Anyway.
Oh, the dad jokes.
The dad jokes.
They're getting better and better all the time.
Flowing out of me like blood. All right. I think that's everything today. It's a short show.
It is a short show.
I apologize for its shortness.
We're going to need some more emails, people.
Well, it's
and
not
voicemails.
That. It's just we got a lot going on.
You have a lot going on. But yes, we do want more of them because it's a lot of fun to hear from you guys.
It is a lot of fun. Let's talk about the fun we have when they come over. It's always fun.
Let's talk about the fun we have.
801-471-0462 is the voicemail number. And you can always leave us emails. Just go to the website and click contact over at frogpants.com/skim. We are supported by you, dear listeners, over at patreon.com/frogpants. That's patreon.com/frogpants. If you go there and check out what's available, there is a level for you, even if it's a buck a month or whatever. That'd be great. It supports shows like this on the show, on the network, that are, you know, a little more scattered, a little more out there, a little more by themselves. But it means
a
lot to us.
We like sit and talk.
We pay the bills. That's how we pay the bills.
That is how we pay the bills.
Patreon.com/frogpants. You can also find the site at frogpants.com/skim. That's S-K-I-M. I think that's it. Kim, any final great words of wisdom before we leave?
Be good to yourself.
Oh, I like it.
Do you?
Jeff Sire, 4+ floors. 4+floor. See, I blew it already. Bye, everybody.
This show is part of the Frog Pants Network.
Frog Pants Network.
Get more shows like this at frogpants.com.
What? The joy of missing out.
The joy of missing out.
That's Scott's favorite thing.